Blog Talk Radio.
Mothers too. So it's the Monday after Mother's Day, and I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. And whether you're a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, a friend, a soulmate, a pet, I hope you had a great weekend. Somebody once said to me that Hallmark makes all of our holidays, but we sort of all get into them. So I hope everybody, like I said, had a good family day with friends, pets, family. We all don't know really what we're all here for or with who we're here for. So not everybody right now is a mother. But I believe everybody has motherly instincts, pets, fathers, mothers, friends. So again, I hope everybody had a great Mother's Day, a great weekend, and hello world! You are listening to Bonnie Albers On Air, and we have a fabulous show for you. I'm so crazy excited about everything I want to talk about today, so I'm going to keep what I say about myself brief, but you, again, are listening to Bonnie Albers On Air. I am a psychic spirit medium. I'm an RN. I'm a legal nurse consultant, a counselor, and a life coach. I love everything I do. The best part of what I do is being with you on the air. And, of course, I rock my spirit medium, intuitive psychic ability, and I combine everything, hopefully, to bring you the best messages and source that I can for to help you. But I am on Facebook at Bonnie Mosenter Albers, just friend me. I'm also on Twitter, Skype, LinkedIn, I've got it all. And what I love is that I'm on YouTube. I'm going to try to put up some new vids this week. I've been so remiss to do it because I get so busy, and I'm really just not getting the camera down like I need to. I've already had 3 camera tries, and none of them have worked for me, so I'm kind of using my iPad. And it'll only let me do about 15 minutes. But please like my channel and subscribe to my channel. It's Bonnie Albers On Air. That's my brand name. So if you put it in Google or anything, you'll see everything that I do. Also, I have a web page, www.bonniealbersonair.com. And there you can see my bio. You can see me. My shows are embedded in there. So I think a week's show worth of shows always switch. And you can go in and listen to it that way. Or you can like me on Blog Talk, which I would love. And you'll get the list of all of our shows coming up. I also do readings, of course, and I do counseling. So you can go to my contact page, and a drop-down box will come for counseling or readings. I do half an hour. If you tell me what you want in the box, email back how to get a hold of me, which I do Skype readings. Or phone readings and counseling, and what my prices are, because I don't put them on the internet. Also, that I have PayPal, so you will have to put the your money, depending on what you want, in before you actually talk to me, because I have had some issues with that, unfortunately. So everyone, you can get a hold of me at www.bonniealbersonair.com, and my email is balbers714@aol.com. I am happy to be with you today. I have to tell you, I'm really into this flower therapy deck, because I really resonate with flowers. It's really weird, because if I think about it, I never had any faces or pictures of scenes. I always had pictures of flowers. Vases, flowers, wildflowers. It's really crazy. So I started to get this flower therapy deck by Doreen Virtue, and I really love them. So what I do is on Monday, well, I'm doing it. I just sometimes get the chance to tell you on other shows. But I shuffle the cards. I put my energy in it. I ask for the energies of the show, and will they bring me the cards that people that are coming to the show, and most people, because it won't be for everybody, needs. And of course, I pull the first card from the deck, and then I count what our date is. So today is the 11th. You got the 11th, the first card, and the 11th card. And I just can't believe it. I keep pulling the same card. So I guess the message for everybody still needs to be: the first top card was a primrose. It's a beautiful pink flower, and it says peer pressure. We've had this 3 times in the last week, and I shuffle real good, guys. So what the primrose says is, don't let others coerce you into a decision. You know in your heart what the right choice is. I'm going to read this, but I've gone over it 3 times, that I want to tell you there's somebody out there that still needs this message. Maybe it's me, but I don't think so. But it's somebody out there, and I know that I've pulled this card for 3 of my shows. Like I said, they're thick cards. I shuffle. This was the first card up. I'll read you the second card, which is really interesting too. But it can be helpful to ask others for their opinion. However, in this case, the angels are asking you to stand by your truth. Others may be leading you down a false path. So trust your feelings and go with a decision that is comfortable for you. There's no need to draw hasty conclusions. You have all the time in the world to make your choice. Let yourself be guided to the perfect outcome that satisfies all of your needs, and don't back down. Drawing this card may also mean that you need to do more research into the path ahead. Check in with the professional consultants to make sure these choices will best be for your future, and weigh what they say against your own intuition. So I'm going to read the additional meaning, and then we're going to talk about it because I'm getting some messages here. Children or friends are being pressured or bullied. Difficulties with concentration are coming from an outside influence. So what I'm getting from this card, again, for all of you, is that we all have intuition. We have our own inner Geiger counter. I love that word because we are our own best compass. Sometimes our ego takes over, so we don't always see the picture, and that's when we ask others for guidance. I ask, and I myself do the same, I ask, once you get that guidance, please see how that feels for you. Is it something that you really want to do? Is it something that's right for you? Or is your inner guidance or your inner Geiger counter telling you, ooh, wait a minute, that's not what I think? And I will tell you that, you know, Pinocchio, I don't know why I'm saying Pinocchio, but he had a saying, or it was Geppetto, let your conscience be your guide. Yay! Oh my goodness, I can't believe that just came to me. Let your conscience be your guide. So where you can ask others for their input and into, you know, and for their, your information, just make sure it resonates with you and you're not just going along with the crowd to please somebody, that actually it's something you believe in or that you want to do. So that is what I'm getting for that card today, and there's somebody out there that needs that. Maybe it's me. Did you ever think of that? I don't think so. But I do take every card into account for myself also. The 11th card I pulled, which is really cool because all these cards are matching in color. This is beautiful hot pink and a light pink flower. It's an African daisy. I resonate so much with daisies. I have all kinds of daisies planted outside. This is balanced friendships. Your friendships work best when there's an equal share of giving and receiving. Oh, my goodness, who doesn't know that? But I, you know, as a counselor and an intuitive psychic medium, I do know that some people will say, well, you know, what exchanges of energy are you giving me? Or what are you doing for me? Or, you know, I'm doing all this for you. It doesn't work half and half always. What happens is you might give 90% to a friendship for a while, but then you stop and the other person is going to give 90% back to you. So it's a give and take, a share. It doesn't mean it always has to be 50-50. It would be nice if it would be, and I'd love a lot of friendships to be that way. But what we look for in friendships is that there's a give and take. Sometimes you're the one giving for a long time, but then there should be a time in your life where they're giving to you. That's what true friendship is about. So I am going to read you what the card means. It means that this card asks you to look at your current relationship, be honest with yourself. Are they nurturing or are they draining or tiring? True friendships are those that you can call upon at any time for support. They drop everything and come to your aid, and you do just the same for them. As a sensitive being, you have a desire to help others. However, people may take advantage of your generous nature by asking for too much. Ensure that there is an equal give and take. An unhealthy and unbalanced friendship will also bring you exhaustion. This card is a sign that it's time to let go of any unbalanced friendships and move into a new, mutually giving one. Additional meanings are spend time with your good friends. You're attracting new friendships. Your friendships are becoming more balanced. I love friends. I think we're here with soul friends. I think that if we're not here with soulmates, or even when we are, all around us are our soul friends, our soul fabric, which I pen. So I believe that we're all from, you know, the same soul group. So your friends come down to support you. They also come down to teach you lessons. So be careful of your friendships, because some people say, well, they don't do anything for me, but I do everything for them. But if you look back on your friendship, there was a time when they did a lot for you. So again, I would love friendships to be balanced and it be give and take equally always. But just remember, sometimes the universe does ask you for more at one time and then ask them for more for you at another. And the main message is with your friendships that if you are really rocking that friendship, and even if it is not equal all the time, that both of you, when there would be an emergency, be it them or you, that you would be there for each other's aid. And I love that card. So again, I've pulled for people peer pressure, which is the primrose, and you can call on the primrose flower, just actually envision it. It's a pink flower with a yellow middle, and that is for peer pressure. And balanced friendships. I know that a lot of people out there always talk about balance in their friendship and in what they give in life. So that is the African daisy. It looks like one's pink and one's hot pink. I love this. It has different colors, but that's what they're showing me here. And so this is for equal sharing and receiving. Just make sure, everyone, that you do receive when you give out. Doesn't have to be right away. It doesn't have to be equal, but you need to be able to receive in order to give in order to receive. So just remember that. So that is my flower therapy conversation with you this morning. I just think it's really cool. Maybe the cards are talking to all of us, but every time I put a lot of intent in there, so I hope somebody out there gets that message. Now, today I wanted to go into what the rest of the week is going to look like, and then I'm going to tell you about the subject at hand. Tomorrow, this whole week is going to be a surprise. So I didn't schedule any guests for the next week because I'm going on vacation the following week, and so I wanted to make sure that I got to connect with you all. And I'm really happy I did that, so I might leave it that it's me all week, except Wednesday, of course, and Wednesday is Astrology and Tarot Day with Dr. Ron Cole and the Metaphysical View with the girls, Annabelle, Brenda, and me, and we will be here Wednesday with you. And then Thursday will be me, and Friday will be me. If I grab a guest, it'll be a surprise, and I'll let you know the night before. But I'm so hammy, I don't know. I just feel like I want to take the show this week on my own. But I do have some options, and you might just hear about them. I always love surprises. The surprise this week for me is I'm on two other shows. The first show is on Tuesday, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, right after my show. I'm on Vanda Guzman's show. It is a blog talk show, and it is just such a cool, cool show. Everybody, Vanda is a singer. She's a clairvoyant, also has all kinds of psychic and mediumistic abilities. We will be talking about what I wanted to talk about. I have been talking about on the show, past lives and reincarnation. It's a fascinating story that Vanda's going to tell, and I'm so excited to be able to participate. Tomorrow on my show, I'll give you all the information to come after, and you can call in, and I will be taking callers. So, again, I'm so excited. On Wednesday, I have Bob Brown's show right after my show. He was the clairvoyant medium psychic who was on the show last week, and I will be actually on his show, and his show is Over the Rainbow, and it is going to be on Wednesday at 3 o'clock also. So from 1 to 4, you will have me, and you can call my show or you can call their show, and you can actually get a hold of me. There will be subjects on their program that I'm going to talk about, and I'm awfully excited about that. So again, today I was going to talk about reincarnation, past lives, and soulmates, but I ran across a really cool piece of information I wanted to give you. And before I get into it, I just want to say that I've had a lot of calls this week about energies and people not feeling right, feeling their energies being taken or they have low energy. And I was just going through to pick up my paper that I wanted to go over with reincarnation and free will for everyone. And all of a sudden, this popped out. It's called Clearing Yourself and Building Your I Am Presence. Now, I have to tell you that I had a teacher way back. I ran into her. She used to call me Grasshopper, probably 6 or 7 years ago. And this was really important to her. I don't know why it fell out of my bin today, but I know that this is definitely for somebody out there. And I am actually going to go over how to clear yourself and build your I Am presence. And then I'll get to the phone line. So I am going to hold the reincarnation and free will for Friday. Actually, I can do it tomorrow. The rest of the week, I am going to go into soulmates, reincarnation, and free will. So today, I am going to do it, clearing and building up your I Am presence. I had another tarot and astrology reader call with this exact problem. So actually, I'm going to ask him to listen it on the archives of the show if he's sleeping. But if he's listening to the show, you know who you are. First of all, you should take time to go through this. You don't have to do it all the time, but it really takes a very minimal, once you get it down, effort to do, and it so, so helps you. This is an exercise. I'm going to read it from her paper. This is an exercise used for humans who are extra sensitive to energies. The purpose of this exercise is to bring you to your own essence so you feel like you. How many, you know, I just had a call from, like I said, another tarot reader that says that they just don't feel their energy anymore. They feel, you know, being pulled. They feel different energies, and they don't have the joy they did feeling their own energy. So this is so that you feel like you while expanding your own energy, which provides protection from outside forces. And that's really very, very important for everybody that's in the public eye or the public. She mentioned certain people who really need it, who are dealing with a lot of people in the public, but I am going to give this to everybody because I think we all deal with a lot of interactions during the day, whether it's our family, public, friends, telephone calls, any media, TV, anything, and problems from outside sources. So find a quiet spot in your house and allow yourself 30 to 40 minutes for the first time that you do this. Really, I did it in about 10, so I guess I'm not doing it totally, but, you know, I'm so ADD, I think 5 sentences before it actually comes out. So I guess for most people it would take 30, and if I took 30 minutes to do this, Candy, who is a friend of mine and a very cool angel reader who knows me well, I think I'd probably explode. So take time to figure this out. Once you do it, it takes no time. If you find it is too distracting to focus while reading the steps, you can also have a partner read this to you. So I'm going to read this to you, and if anybody wants this, let me know, and I'll try to put it up for you. But it's pretty, you know, I can do that. So important. What the heck does she mean? So breathing from our true self, our lower abdomen goes out when we breathe. You know, it's a yoga breath, and goes in when we breathe. It goes, it goes out when you breathe in to receive new energy, and goes in when you breathe out to release all negative energy, thoughts or patterns that no longer serve you. So, you know, yoga breath, you breathe in all the life force, and you breathe out all the negative energy entities, anything, you know, anything that you are thinking or people are doing. And you know that because when you breathe in, it's new air, new life, and when you breathe out, we've had used that new air, and we're breathing out anything in our body that is no longer, that is toxic to us, that is no longer useful. And it's just like why we breathe. Know whatever you see or feel, you didn't see or feel, is perfect and is just what you need at the time. As babies, we breathe like this until our parents, etc., throw that stuff about short breathing and, you know, you're running and you don't breathe yoga. We breathe like yoga when we're born and we're babies, but we tend to then stop breathing like yoga breaths, which are the deep breaths, every day. I mean, I don't do it. It's just you have to be conscious of that breathing, and a lot of yoga people are, but if you are meditating and if you're going to clear yourself, this is the kind of breath you want to take. Breathe from your abdomen out and up, then let it out from your abdomen and up. So I could show you on YouTube, but I think all of you know what I mean. Why is it important to connect to your heart? The new energies have to do with unconditional love. That's what we're all in, a new energy age. So it is vitally important to keep your heart space clear, open, and expanded to allow you to receive 100% of your highest source consciousness. Now, her source says Christ-like. You can use ascended masters. You can use God-like. The verbiage doesn't bother me, because whoever it is, we're all connected to the same source. But whoever is your source and who you want, the words are comfortable for you, that's what you use. So I always say my higher source and or my God source. The new information has been coming through our heart more than our third eye. So a lot of people are starting to feel through their heart, see through their eye. And that's really cool, because that's what makes the world go round, is unconditional love. If you are interrupted, stop and reconnect with your heart space, okay? So I'm going to tell you how to connect to your heart space. And this is what you need to do. The words I've written in this exercise are what I use. So again, you can use, she uses 100% of her Christ consciousness. I always use 100% of my God source. Whatever you want to connect with, universe source, it's your words, not ours. Also, a master, okay, don't get hung up on words, because they are just words. So if you hear somebody say, my Christ source, and you're Jewish like me, well, they're ascended masters. So you can walk through that. If somebody says Buddha and you're, you know, Christian, you can walk through that. They're all ascended masters. And so that's what she's saying about don't get hung up on the words. The most important thing to remember is the source is the source is the source, no matter what you call it. So use your words that are comfortable for you. It is vitally important to take your time and breathe deeply to let go all that no longer serves you, and to breathe in your I am statement into your body. Your I am statement's coming next, so just listen. I have found that I can increase my energy to the nearest four towns, the north, south, east, west, around me, or into the cosmos if I so desire. I know my energy field has expanded, because when I am riding my bicycle, she's giving you this example, pedestrians on the sidewalk will turn around and look at me, and even though I am 20 or 30 yards away, they can hear me coming. Play with it and have fun. So you want to expand your source, and what she's saying is expand your source. And when you do, all that beautiful love and energy expands into your universe, and people do know it. So because you're asking for the highest percent of your God source consciousness, there is no reason to clean or clear your energies when you ask them to come back through your heart space. Time to start. So everyone, here we go. Breathe deeply into your lower abdomen and breathe out from your lower abdomen. Take your time and breathe in and out deeply at least three times. Now, this is clearing. Remember, clearing your energies and increasing your I am energy. Okay, so then now you can return to your normal breathing, but continue to breathe through your lower abdomen. Place your hand on your heart space and think of someone, something, or someplace that you love unconditionally, and connect that person, place, or thing to your heart space. I always use my daddy, who's in a spirit. Don't feel guilty about what you or who you connect with. This exercise is all about creating your safe environment. With your connection to your heart space, deeply breathe in through your heart space, expanding it with each breath you take. Your heart space is capable of opening to an unlimited size. Remain in that connection throughout the exercise. If you get interrupted or lose your connection, simply place your hands back on your heart and reconnect with that person, place, or thing that makes you feel safe and happy and that you love. Now, here's what you need to do. Repeat several times out loud, any energies that are not my own, please remove yourself from my energy field and go to the light to be healed. Breathe deeply, breathe in deeply, allow these energies to be released while taking your time. Next, repeat, I am, and your name. So it would be, I am Bonnie Albers. So here would be how you would do it. Any energies that are not my own, please remove yourself from my energy field and go to the light to be healed now. I am, and then you put your name, Bonnie Albers. Okay, you do that three times, and you repeat it loudly and meaningfully. And after you do that, the next thing you do after you've repeated it three times, I repeat several times, all energies that are not my own again, please remove yourself from my heart space and go to the light to be healed now. And you breathe and release these energies. After you do that several times, then and you say your name, I am Bonnie Albers. The next, you're going to repeat, all energies that are my own and for 100% of my highest source consciousness, please come into my energy field through my heart space. You repeat that, I am, and then your name, Bonnie Albers. Then you'll have your own energy back. You'll have released everything and all energies that are not your own, and you do it in love and light. So that is what getting your own energy, clearing yourself, and building your I am energy is all about. If it was confusing, go ahead back and listen to it, but I'll say it really quickly. You repeat three times after breathing in three times from your abdomen. Any energies that are not my own, please remove yourself from my energy field and go to the light to be healed. And then you say, I am, with your name. After the third time, then you repeat, all energies that are my own and are for 100% of my highest, she uses Christ consciousness, I use God source consciousness, please come into my energy field through my heart space. Your heart space is cleared, it's pure, and so all energies that you're calling back of your own will come back and will be clean and pure coming into your body. So I love that. When we ask energies that are not your own, we also are asking our angels, guides, and masters to step out of our energy field. So we have to call them back. So what you need to say is, I ask my angels, guides, masters, dolphins, and etheric energies that are 100% for my highest God source consciousness or whoever you use to please come into my energy field through my heart space. And then after you call back your angels, guides, and masters, you say, Mother, Father, God, please bless and protect these sacred space from the north to the south, to the east to the west, below and above. Thank you. So if you do that, you've cleared yourself, you've cleared your energies, you've introduced your I am presence, you've expanded your energy, and now you only have your energy, your angels, guides, masters, and your higher source, and then you've asked them to close the gap north, south, east, west, from above and below. And so I love this. If anybody does want me to write it or send it to them, let me know. And I know there are people out there that have asked me for this, so I am at least putting it on so you can go back and listen to the archive. Now, real quickly, I'm going to go into the subject I am going to continue tomorrow, which is reincarnation and free will. We've been working on reincarnation, soulmates, soul families, and coming back and seeing why you're here and who you're here with and why you are working things out with some people, not working things out with others. It's really interesting when we can see who our friends, our past lovers, our soulmates have been to us in our past lives. And that's when we look for our Akashic records and our past life regressions. I love that, and it's a super cool thing. I do know some of the people that are in my life and why they're here. And remember, I've always said that your most challenging relationships, that you're still friends and you just can't stop being friends, even though you might just, people say, oh, you know, why is that? Why do you like that friend? You have nothing in common. They always boss you around. What is going on here? And you've been friends with them for 30 years. Well, take a look at your past life, because somewhere, some reason, some ability, you've come back here to work certain things out with them, and I love this. I am going to talk about soulmates, reincarnation, and soul friends and that's why I'm not going to go into it too deeply today, because Vanda Guzman's show. I am going to do, she wants me to present that, and so I'll go into that on her show, and you can call me and ask questions about it. And it is tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I'll put up all the information. Candy, if she can, I'm just so bad at this. If you can put Vanda's show and the numbers so people can call in, I will love that. So reincarnation and free will, you know, we all talk about free will, and, you know, I don't believe that we're here for a willy-nilly. I believe that we have a destination, a reason we're here, and things we have to work on. So free will for me means that we can pick certain paths to go down, but we're always going to go back to that path that we have promised, that we have looked for, that we need to work on in this lifetime. So reincarnation and free will, one must question whether we have free will. It appears that though we all have a predetermined itinerary. I love that because I absolutely believe we have a predetermined itinerary that we are committed to honor. We have free will in what we do along the way, and I believe that too. I know Mark Anthony used to say, and I'll tell you after because I want to also tell you about his book, but indeed, growth in human evolution could not occur without free will. Some people may have more structured itinerary that limits their diversionary tracks, while others may have a less structured game plan. Either way, we have free will along our destined path. I love this, free will along our destined path. Well, this is what Mark Anthony had to say about that, and I want to plug Mark Anthony. He's been on my show twice. He wants to come back, and I want him to come back. He wrote the book, bestseller, Evidence of Eternity, and the other one he wrote, which I love, which was the first book I read, was Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. Mark Anthony is a fabulous lawyer, clairvoyant, medium, psychic, and author. He said, and I loved how he put it, that you could be going down your path, okay? It's five lanes, and you go straight, one lane, you go straight, and it all of a sudden opens to a five-lane highway. But what happens at the end of those five lanes is the big highway with one lane in the back. So you can take whichever path, but you're going to end up on that road, the same road that you started on. So it's whether you're going to take an easier way, a harder way, a really crazy way, a half-hard way, or the main road. So I love that about free will. It's kind of like trying to see the what's ahead of you, but really you can create what's ahead of you. But what you're going to have to realize is you have a life pattern. You have a soul description. You are here for a reason. And one way or the other, you're going to get on that path. So you can make it easy for yourself, or you can make it hard. And I always say, if you can go easy or you can go hard, but you're going to go one way or the other. So I love that. And I do believe that we do have free will. I kind of feel like I'm one of those ones with the free path that didn't have the best, the most structured life pattern. But guess what? Towards my older age at 17, I see my life pattern. I'm headed straight forward for it. So I love that. And reincarnation and deja vu. Also, I went into the three different types of deja vu, so I'm going to go real briefly into reincarnation deja vu, and tomorrow we'll go into the three different types. Karmic groups provide insight into deja vu experiences, and that is if we meet up with people we have known in the past, it is not surprising that we have a spark of recognition. Since people have consistent patterns of behavior, we may recognize these traits, idiosyncratic reactions with situations that reoccur. Finally, deja vu may occur if we recognize an event that is part of our itinerary. We may become aware of a road mark along our predetermined path. So what's so interesting is, and I'll give you an example, I keep seeing myself, and I'm using me as an example, in a studio. I walk down the studio, I know who's to the right, I know who's to the left, and I know my door is right past it. So I am hoping I am seeing a predetermined path or itinerary to my future and my future life path here. So the neat thing is if everybody looks at their life and really sits down, you can all see who has been part of your life, why they've been part of your life, who you've actually come here to work with, and what your lessons that you need to learn are. And if you can't, you can't see them, there are so many books and so many practitioners out there that will help you. I love past life regressionists, Akashic record openers. I love them because they give you an insight about who you've been. But remember that we're on a life continuum. Just because who you've been and what you are now, there's a future you. So all here, now, and again, and coming are all on the same life continuum. So it's really interesting to see. And I love when we can actually see the life path, the lessons that we are here to learn. We're here to learn lessons, everyone. We're here to learn, to help, to pay off karma, to hopefully increase good karma, to love and live and learn. So I am going to get to the phone lines now that I've said all that. And I want to say hello to everyone in chat. I want to say hello to all the guests that are listening. And everybody that's listening and goes to the archives, I so appreciate it. I want you to know that I love you very much, that I love doing these shows, and I hope that you all enjoy them. If there is anything you want me, Spirit leads me to talk about what I need to, but if you, am I leaving out anything, please come and call in and let's chat about it. So I'm going to get to 216. 216, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Bonnie. How are you today?
Ah, you here. I am just talking away. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Very well. Thank you.
Well, can I ask who I'm talking to?
You sure may. My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. And Sharon, hello. Where are you from?
I'm calling from the state of Ohio.
Oh, Ohio. How's your weather in Ohio? Is it warm or cold still?
It's been in the 70s. It's been very, very nice the past few days, yeah. So it was a nice weekend.
Oh, I love that. Did you celebrate Mother's Day?
Yeah, I did. And I went to my dad's with my sister and stuff. Yeah, we had a very nice one. Very, very nice.
Well, you know what I said in the beginning, and that's why I'm so happy you brought that up, but fathers can be mothers too, and we all know what that
you
means.
Got it.
So.
I know.
So
you got it.
You know, it's so funny because people say, you know, like I mentioned Hallmark making these holidays, but it kind of gives us something to look forward to. The only thing is I like everybody to think out of the box because just because it says Mother's Day, a mother can be anyone. So what do you think of that? I mean, how do you feel about that
Absolutely.
State?
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I agree with that totally.
Oh, I'm so happy. Sharon, how can I help you today?
Well, my contract job ended last week. They let me stay an extra week, but I was wondering if you see another position coming for me. I am looking for permanent, obviously.
You know, what's really weird is, and I don't know why, you know, I'm listening to Spirit, so because I have no clue who you are, what you do, but they keep saying it's in the same company. Do you understand what that means?
Well, that's so funny that you would say that. They wanted to keep me at this contract job, but I finished my accounting project. They didn't have any more work for me. I know it's just a contract job, but it's really decent money and it's benefits. If they called me back for another, you know, for another contract job, I would take it. It's not my background. I do know that, but I would take it because the work is good. The work I do is my skills.
Well, no worries then, because they're saying that the job is within the same company. So I really believe that you won't be, I can only tell you what they're saying
I
to
know.
Me. So I love this for you because they're not saying, no, you know, you have to put this out and this is going to take so much longer. They're saying, yep, same company. So
then it'll hold me over while I'm looking for what I really want. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know timing is hard. Do you think it's going to be this month? I am like an anxiety attack. I know.
Yeah.
Whew.
I do. Well, you know, we don't have a whole lot. When you say this month, I'm seeing the word yes with flashing lights. But what your
okay.
month and what Spirit's month are can be different. You do know that.
And it's a
so
holiday,
say,
Memorial Day.
So
Memorial
if you,
Day. Go on.
Yeah, so if you see, if I say to you, yes, when you say a month, I'm thinking from the time you told me. Not from May 1st, because you're thinking in May, and Spirit's looking and saying, yes, yes, but sitting within this month. So the month would be between now and the middle of June is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
So I believe that it's sooner than later. It could be tomorrow. But don't take your month.
I know.
And a lot of companies, especially towards the end of a month, meaning your month, which is May, want to save money. Don't want to because they have holidays coming up and things. But I believe you're going to be called back sooner than later. And yes, you will be working within the month, but the month that I'm telling you.
Okay, I'll go then. It's not what I want to do, but you know what? While I'm looking, it's great money. I know.
Yeah, and they're just saying it's where it's where you're at. So.
I know.
There's a reason you're there, and
the people are wonderful.
Yes,
the people are really nice.
I was just going to say that there are people there, and you know, I got to tell you something. You could be in a different job, and my sister has agita going to work. I don't know if you know the word agita. It means stomach cramps and just feel upset because when she used to go to work and had to start a new job, they were always the new girl always So where you are is so, don't put out any energy about not even wanting to be there because they really, they need you. They need you and they like you. And, oh, my gosh, I feel like it's I'm already feeling the energy is there. And
I love this. It's a strong
company,
too. It is.
Yeah.
It's a strong company. It really is,
so,
financial and everything.
Yeah, look for within, baby, because that's where it's at.
Good point. I know. You're right. Okay.
Well, I hope I've helped you. Yes.
You have. Thank you. Listen, have a great day. Put me on hold, sweetie, okay?
I will. Thank you, and you have a wonderful day, too. And I'll talk to you, I hope, soon. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Oh, I love that. You know, and this brings up another point. I'm going to get to the phones real quick because I only have 13 minutes. But I do want to tell you that, when you can feel that good about it, and I could feel Sharon's, it just is so wonderful to have that kind of work condition. Just like I said, always remember that sometimes a different type of position in a different place, you might end up doing much more money, possibly. Not to Sharon, this is just to everybody. But really, the happiness lies within your heart. And if you're not happy going to work every day, you've got to be worried about that. A good example, and I'm going to use my son's trainer. My son's trainer was, believe it or not, he was a engineer. He's a young guy. He was making a lot of money in engineering, but he was not happy. His heart didn't sing, and he probably should have known that before he went in, but he didn't. But when he was working with people, he's now a track coach, which he doesn't get paid for, and he runs a track team, and now he does private training, and you think, oh, my goodness, he was a what? And he gave up a six-figure job for that, but his heart sings. So somewhere, and I love this, in his past life, he was probably outside, I could see it, runner, triathlon, and he just couldn't be stuck in an office. And he just loves chatting with people and talking to people, helping them feel better about themselves inside and outside. So again, for all of you out there, and I'm not talking to you, Sharon, because, Sharon, we already know how great that job is. Just be careful what you go to for ego or for money, because sometimes that's not what your life purpose is. So here I'm going to pick up 951. 951, you're on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Is this Nathan or Nathaniel?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my, I'm so happy you called in. I so would love to. Did you get a hold of Jerry? Did Jerry get a hold of you?
No, he didn't.
Okay, I need to get can you do me? I'm going to give you my email number.
You have my phone number. If
yes.
You call my phone number, it would probably be much simpler.
Okay, I am going to, you're going to have to give me a second because I'm going to have to write it down, Nathaniel, because, see, I'm the host of the show, so I'm, like, talking, and let me go into my my
I
notes,
know.
And then
I've
I'll put
it. I've been a host, too. You have to do the chat room and the thing and everything.
Well, thank goodness I've got, No, well, thank goodness. No, because if you listen to me, you know that I can't talk, write, give messages in the ether, talk to spirit, and talk to you all at the same time and be like, I would be, you'd be crazy because I'd be all over the place. So I can tell you that usually I'm in it if I have like on Wednesday and the guest is always speaking, then I can get in there. But if not, I've got Candy. Thank goodness Candy's in there. And she does that out of the grace of her own heart because she always loves to come to the show and we're friends. So she goes in and takes care of chat for me when she can. So I want to thank Candy because, you know, it is a big job to do that. You had your own radio show. What happened?
My computer isn't working.
Oh, okay, Nathaniel. What was your radio show called?
Nathaniel Knows Best.
Oh, you have an ego like mine. Now, how are we going to do that, Nathaniel?
No, someone actually recommended. I had a few things out there, and someone said, well, I like that name. And I said, well, okay, I kind of like that too, I guess.
Well, you know what? I would love that. If I didn't have my brand, Bonnie Albers, on air, and I'm always on air, I would put Bonnie Knows Best. Because that's, well, I have asked Bonnie, because Bonnie Knows Best sounds better than Nathaniel Knows Best, don't you think?
You might say Bonnie Knows Better.
Oh, that's good. Oh,
yeah.
That's a cool one. Well, you know, last time you said that you could tell what names mean. So what does my name mean?
Bonnie, I believe, is a 2. It's a 2-3-5 name chord.
And what does that mean? Nathaniel, now that I put you in now, you know, yeah, when I call you, you call the show, you're going to have to do this. Or do you want to, you know what, I won't put, I'll tell you what, because I have a longer show tomorrow. I have one, if you're home, I have a show from 1 to, I think it's to 3 tomorrow, and it's only going to be me, so I'll be talking and taking callers. But maybe if you're not going to tell me, because did you want to know something from me today?
Yeah, I wanted to just see what Spirit was thinking.
Okay, so do you want to hear from your parents again, or did you want me to tell you
parents are always good. They're usually always listening, so I'm just
they're with you. They're with you all the time, I think I told you, because it's so funny because they're coming, oh my goodness, this is crazy, but they're coming like, you know, as a couple. So I'm, you know, it's really weird because they're coming like, I feel like, and I think I told you this before, you're living, they show me that you're living, it's like the Beetlejuice. They're in your house all the time and you're the one that sees and hears them. So they really don't even have to go out because they're your parents and they, you know, they are at your house all the time. And I think I gave you that message that they want you out. They want you to really do some other things. But what is interesting is they're telling me, and I don't know if this is true, but they're showing me that and I hate to say this over the air, but are you a little messy?
Yeah.
Okay, because... they're telling you that you know, hey, that they weren't much better. I mean, they don't, they're not criticizing you, but they want you to they want you to clean up your environment.
Okay.
So that's one of the messages you got, and the other message is your mother is thanking you because I feel like, oh, she's got this big smile on her face, and she's saying. Mm-hmm. She's saying you are her son, and that you always made mother. I hate to say this because it sounds cliche, but that that Mother's Day was always special for her because you were special to her, and she's saying there's years that maybe you weren't there possibly, and I'm hearing, but that you were always very close. She's saying that she knows that you're really, really sad. And she feels, Nathaniel, that moving on with your life is really tough and has been. But that's not what she wants for you. I'm telling you, she's giving me the Beaver Cleaver thing. So, she wants
that would
you
be
to be
accurate. I would be Beaver. I think I would be Beaver, and that is pretty accurate.
Yeah, and she's this is
and
what
I had
she's
a,
saying.
I had an older brother, so she said.
Yeah. And she's really she's got her hands on your face as I'm watching her, and she's saying, "Now I, you know, this is just from her, and I, you know, I'm just giving." She's saying, "Growing up is hard to do," and she's looking at you in your eyes. Okay, so what that the message to me means is she needs you to move on in certain ways. And not in a way that you need to leave her or your father. He's stepping back. So it is your mom who's talking. And now she's giving me smells. Wait a minute.
Smells?
Smells. She's giving me smells in a kitchen. So I'm
what
wondering
smell?
If this, yeah, if this is a favorite food that you had. I feel like she's showing me, and it's really crazy because I don't eat this, although I would, but it's more like meat or pot roast or something. Did she make pot roast?
Okay.
Did she make meat? Because I'm seeing meat,
yeah.
Like a pot roast, something in the, you know, like I said, she keeps showing me the Beaver Cleaver life, which, and then I'm smelling food in the kitchen. So did she cook?
Yes.
Because my mom didn't. So that's why I'm asking. My mom never cooked. We ate out of boxes and out. So she's showing me, and then she's got this, it looks like a pot roast or some type of meat, and then next to it is cut carrots. Like, I don't see any other vegetables, but I see carrots and a gravy in there. So it's in one pan, so I'm not sure what it is, but maybe it was her favorite meal or yours, but she's bringing the smell to me. So, oh, my God, and I can't eat. And it was really good. It smelled good. I mean, I'm not going to say she was the best cook in the universe. She wasn't like a five-star chef like my son, but she made really good meals is what she's showing me and what I can smell. So she feels you're very lonely, and I think that's part of what she's talking about moving on. I feel like you don't want anybody in your life. Do you want anybody in your life, or do you have anybody in your life?
I want someone high quality. See, I live here in Barstow, and it makes the Beverly Hillbillies look sophisticated here.
Well, guess what? I'm going to give you an example of Barstow, because I know Barstow, and I only have 2 minutes, 90 seconds. So I want to tell everybody, because I have to go for a stress test. Believe it or not, that's my pipes I'm cleaning. So I would love you to call me back, but I got to tell you about Barstow. I had a girlfriend. She's a doctor. She worked in your ER. Okay, this is now 20-something years ago. And a patient came in and said he had a son. And she thought, oh, you know, come on. And so they invited her for dinner because she had helped him out. And they are married. He's 7 years younger than her, and she has to be married now 20 years. So, and he is an engineer, and now they are in Orlando. So you know that Barstow? You can find people, or you need to get online and come to Orlando. Even Tampa is, I think, close to Barstow. There are plenty of quality people, and you've got to be careful about when you say quality, because everybody's quality people is whether they match your vibration. So we want to look at it like that, matching your vibration.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you more. Could you call in tomorrow around 1? You know me, I'm going to start talking, but can you call tomorrow? Because I do want to tell you how to do this.
Okay.
Okay, and your mom's shaking her head, yes, yes, yes. So get on the ball. All the excuses that you're giving about the quality, we're going to dump them because it's a vibration we need to meet, and there are plenty of vibrational people that you can meet. I know plenty of them. I know they're out there, and I know that you are guarded, and you really got to have the right mindset, Nathaniel, okay? Because she's showing me and wagging her finger. So I know I'm right. So if you can call back, I'll continue this conversation. I have 60 minutes. But how do you feel about that, Nathaniel?
That's fairly accurate, you know. I liked living in Orange County a lot better. There was a lot more things, you know. There's not many things here. You know, there's 30,000 people, and 52% of them are on government assistance.
and get yourself into a different vibration, and we can find that. You know you can do it. So, and then tomorrow, if you do call, be prepared to tell me what my name means. I will get the number to Jerry, and because I know he wants you to write for his magazine. But you, but
yes.
I didn't know he
didn't discuss any gratuities or anything. I didn't know if he wanted me to do that for free.
Well, it's an online magazine. I have 3 minutes, so call in tomorrow. Everyone, I'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Please join me tomorrow. Bonnie Albers on air, 1 o'clock. And it is so nice to speak with all of you. Bye.